Larry Holston, Holston, 9867. Today is 9/29. Chief complaint, swollen head, left-sided headache, ear infection symptoms, dizziness, and fullness in his ears. This is a 56-year-old gentleman. He's a rancher. He was married for 2 years to an anesthesiologist, but never got to see her, so they got divorced recently. He has two grown kids. He suffers from hypertension, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, mild renal insufficiency, BPH. His Flomax was recently increased from 0.4 once a day to 0.42 at bedtime to help him with urination. His PSA was within normal limits. Again, his PSA was within normal limits in face of calcification that I saw in the prostate. That is important, period. Allergy, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's a rancher, as I said. Surgery, knee surgery, back surgery, shoulder surgery, cholecystectomy, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, migraine, headaches, anxiety, depression. Let's see. Medication. Amitriptyline. Let's make a medication list on a separate sheet. Allergy, none. Amitriptyline, 100 milligram at nighttime. Gabapentin, 300 TID. Ganymede, 50, 500 BID. 50/500. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram a day. Simvastatin, 40 milligram a day. Flomax, 0.4 BID. Amaryl, A-M-A-R-Y-L, 4 milligram BID. Period. Oh, family history. Mom is alive, doing well. Dad died of hypertension, pancreatic cancer. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. 236 pounds, 99, 97.4. 1682, 141 over 81. Heart puzzles, home puzzles too. Lungs clear. TMs are red. Pushing factors red. Inflamed. The left and focal skin shows the rash. Or mucosal with lesion. Low extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, the earache, the ear problem, and the ear fullness is related to a sinus infection. And number two, Rocephin gram now, next one is dexamethasone, 8 milligram now, next one is because of his diabetes. We looked at his carotid ultrasound. There was no evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesion. He does have slightly fatty liver. His echocardiogram shows mild LVH, lower extremity pain. Opted us to look at his extremities for PVD instead of in face of hypertension and diabetes, but none was found. Next one, there's no sign of aneurysm. Next one was a family history of pancreatic cancer. We looked at his pancreas, which was within normal limits. His prostate shows BPH and calcification, but again, his PSA is within normal limits. Next one is renal ultrasound within normal limits in place of diabetes and hypertension. Next one is thyroid is within normal limits. Next one is he was sent home with Medrol Dospax since his A1C is completely normal. And Augmentin 875 BID. Next number of findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.